Chaos descends on Mike Johnson's house as Republicans revolt against Johnson-Democrat spending deal. By Sean Moran on January 10, 2024. House conservatives blocked a procedural rule vote in a protest vote against Speaker Mike Johnson's RLA spending deal he struck with Democrats. 13 House Republicans, Reps. Andy Biggs, Oz, Eric Burleson, Moe, Eli Crane, Oz, Bob Good, VA, Paul Gosar, Oz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, GA, Anna Paulina Luna, FL, Blake Moore, UT, Ralph Norman, SC, Andy Ogles, TN, Scott Perry, PA, Matt Rosendale, Mount, and Chip Roy, TX, voted against the rule package for three bills. The House conservatives' opposition to the rule package came after Speaker Johnson, congressional leaders, and the White House announced a spending framework deal on the spending figures for the remainder of fiscal year 2024. Conservatives have largely panned the deal for failing to cut spending, while some conservative groups have called for any spending deal to include measures to combat the border crisis. It's even worse than we thought. Don't believe the spin. Once you break through typical Washington math, the true total programmatic spending level is $1.658 trillion, not $1.59 trillion. This is total failure, the Freedom Caucus wrote. Heritage Action Executive Vice President Ryan Walker said in a statement on Tuesday, "The American people are begging Congress to secure the border and rein in the unprecedented government spending and woke policies that are making it impossible for them to afford basics like groceries and gas." As reported, the spending framework does neither. Conservative lawmakers should not support appropriations bills that perpetuate Biden's destructive economic agenda while funding the ongoing invasion at our borders. We commend Speaker Johnson's work to improve upon prior spending agreements by further reducing spending at the IRS and clawing back some useless COVID-19 spending, but the top-line numbers remain far too high. While negotiating FY24 spending, any bill that addresses or funds the border or immigration policy, like the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, appropriations bill, should include H.R. 2 in its entirety. We're making a statement that the deal has been announced, that doesn't secure the border and that doesn't cut our spending. And that's going to be passed apparently under suspension of the rules with predominantly Democrat votes is unacceptable, Representative Bob Good, our VA, said. Asked by reporters if conservatives will continue to tank rules to oppose Johnson's deal, Good, the Freedom Caucus chair, said, "My hope is to persuade the Speaker and the leadership and the entire Republican conference to not follow through with the deal as it's been announced." Conservatives voiced their frustration with the deal during a House Republican conference on Wednesday morning. Before we could even get together, he announced the terms of the surrender. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, said after leaving the GOP conference meeting. Davidson was a staunch supporter of Representative Jim Jordan's, RO, bid for Speaker. Davidson said Johnson should have never been hired when asked if Johnson should lose his position as Speaker. Jordan, the Judiciary Committee chairman, reportedly told the Speaker what he should have done on the budget deal during the conference meeting. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.